In the headlines, a fatal stabbing is homicide number 24 in Barbados for the year. An escaped prisoner is found hiding under a bed at a home in the city. Investigations continue into the cause of the blaze at the Crane Resort last night. The DLP wants compensation for boat owners whose vessels were damaged or destroyed by Hurricane Beryl. Meantime, one of those boat owners speculates it could take a year for the sector to recover. This is the latest from Starcom Network News. I am Ronald Clark. Good evening. Barbados has recorded the 24th homicide for the year so far, with the fatal stabbing of a man at King's Village in Bridgetown, St. Michael, this morning. The police say there was an apparent altercation between two men at approximately 6:45 a.m., which resulted in one man being stabbed. He was transported to the Queen Elizabeth Hospital by private transport and died while receiving medical treatment. Residents tell Starcom Network News the deceased was known in the area by the nickname Breadfruit Man, and that he was stabbed just outside his home. A neighbor said that while Breadfruit Man struggled with substance abuse, he was a peaceful person who did not deserve to die that way.
He always got grateful, so he's known to everybody as the Breadfruit Man. But a very humble guy, very humble and peaceful guy. Yeah, this neighborhood, and that's the tree. Them two trees, they love breadfruits. He, even though he smoked crack cocaine, he had good qualities. Yes. He didn't want for he going breadfruit trees, if you call that part stealing, but he would got to know you two before he go to that breadfruit tree. And other than that, that's how he making money, to smoke from breadfruits. He got breadfruits all during the year. I know how he that too, but he always got breadfruits.
A neighbor of this morning's stabbing victim, Professor of Management and Organizational Behavior at the UWI Cave Hill campus, Dr. Dwayne Devenish, says he is concerned about the increasing trend of youth violence in communities across the island. His comments came as the island recorded three deaths this week due to violence. Professor Devenish says government alone cannot fix the problem, but believes a whole of the country approach is required.
This is not simply a problem of gun violence, because we're seeing different types of weaponry being used to attack and to inflict violence on other youth. So this is really a problem dealing with violent tendencies. And we have to tackle this. It takes a whole of country of approach. It doesn't just take the schools or the government. It needs to take the communities, the private sector, the civil society bodies. We cannot say that we are going to take a hands-off approach. I think all agents and organs of society have to come together to tackle this growing problem.
Professor of Management and Organizational Behavior at the UWI Cave Hill campus, Dr. Dwayne Devenish. A resident of Combermere Street in the city has been left shaken after an escaped prisoner was found in her home today. 31-year-old Mario Austin, who was on remand on a robbery charge, escaped from a prison bus on the compound of the Queen Elizabeth Hospital. Starcom Network News understands that the prison bus arrived at the QEH with inmates who were scheduled to attend a clinic for treatment. The bus parked in its usual location, and Austin, who was one of the prisoners on the bus, managed to escape on foot in the direction of Gemmets Lane. The bus, which contained a number of other prisoners, then rolled forward and collided with a tree. A number of prison officers pursued the escapee, who was later found hiding under a bed in a home. The female occupant said she saw a strange man in her home and asked him to leave, but he requested a phone call. That's when she alerted passing prison officers who were part of the search party.
The side gate was open, my front door they opened, And someone said they saw him running here. So I figured, oh, he ran in here. He's under the cellar. So I told the officer, he's under the cellar. Figured, no, that's the only place he can run. But all the time, he's inside my place, under the bed. When he came out from the kitchen, I saw him in front. And I asked, who's you? And I said, whoopa, you was hiding in here? And he told me I was under the bed. I told him, please leave my place. Please leave my place. I don't want no trouble. Just leave my place. You know, he did tell me I'm not a bad person. All I want is a phone call. I'm not a bad person. This prison officer was passing, and my daughter is the one that made the signal that he's in here.
The woman is now fearful and asking for assistance in securing her home.
I'm right now to tell you the truth, I'm not safe in here. I don't feel safe because since he telling me he wants a call, I don't know he's trying to call. I don't know. I would like my place secure because, as I told him, my place is not secure. Anybody could come to the back of my house. There's a big open space there. I had cameras. My camera is not on. I would like back my cameras to be back on because I don't feel safe. It's only me and my daughter.
The QEH's communications specialist, Shane Seeley, issued a statement on the incident.
Around 9:45 this morning, the Queen Elizabeth Hospital security team responded to an incident where a prison bus collided with a tree on the QEH compound. Soon after, it was discovered that a prisoner escaped from the bus on foot a few minutes before the collision and was being pursued by prison officers. While the bus is scheduled to bring prisoners to the hospital for treatment, the prisoner in question was neither treated at nor entered the facility as suggested in previous reports. The prisoner absconded as he was being transported to hospital.
The Queen Elizabeth Hospital's communications specialist, Shane Seeley. A blaze last night extensively damaged one apartment and damaged two others at the Crane Resort in St. Philip. Fire Service Divisional Officer Tramiel Perch told Starcom Network News that four tenders and more than 20 fire officers responded to the fire.
We responded from the Worthing Fire Station, the St. John Fire Station, Bristol and Arsall Fire Stations with four water tenders. In attendance was the chief and deputy under the command of myself and 20 other officers. And right, the blaze was extinguished at 11 minutes past 6 this morning. Four persons were occupied the apartment at that time. One apartment was extensively damaged and two of them were slightly damaged. We usually wait until an investigation is completed before we give the call.
Fire Service Divisional Officer Tramiel Perch. The Democratic Labour Party wants the government to compensate the scores of boat owners whose vessels were damaged or destroyed by Hurricane Beryl and is also calling for an investigation into what transpired. Speaking at a news conference this morning, opposition leader Ralph Thorne accused the government of being distracted with World Cup cricket and therefore failing to adequately prepare the country for the arrival of the storm.
It is clear that the Cabinet of Barbados was focused on the cricket, and I don't make any apology for saying that. We knew days in advance that this hurricane was coming, and I will repeat what I said in the Parliament Yard. They were partying at Kensington. There was revelry. It was more important to walk onto the field with Chris Gayle and to pose off with Sir Garfield Sobers. It was more important to do that than it was to pay attention to the fisherfolk in this country and the property of the fisherfolk in this country, so that we are placing the blame on government for this.
Meantime, opposition spokesperson Felicia Dujon wants a probe of the matter and compensation for those who suffered losses.
How are they going to recuperate? We need policies, and right now they need to be compensated. They need to be compensated. And as a matter of fact, we are calling for an investigation as to exactly what occurred, that those fisher folks who left at the perils of this government and are suffering because of mismanagement of this matter that occurred there.
Opposition spokesperson Felicia Dujon. Boat owner Everton Brathwaite tells Starcom Network News that scores of vessel owners and fishermen are now without a source of income and need help.
Right now, we got the cranes on here taking out the boat, but the fishing industry is going to need help. Whoever can help the fishing industry to get back on track, we need help from any and everybody. Whoever can help, We need help. I ain't putting no wanting on no one body, but we need help in the fishing industry to get the boats and repair. Some people can't repair the boat. A lot of people ain't insured. So, you know, a lot of people are going to be at bare without any source of income because the livelihood gone.
The event marking the official start of the Cropover Festival, which was originally to be held at the National Botanical Gardens on Saturday, has been relocated to Bridgetown. The Chief Executive Officer of the National Cultural Foundation, Carol Roberts, explained the heavy rains over the last few days influenced their decision to move the event.
We had the little brush with Beryl over the weekend, and then we had long periods of intensive rainfall yesterday. And the original venue would have been the National Botanical Gardens, and we made a decision early yesterday morning to seek permission from the ministry to relocate this event, the official launch of the Cropover Festival, to a number of public squares in Bridgetown. We felt that due to the excessive rains, and after consultation with the dendrologist there, Nigel Jones, that it would be best to not just reduce but not put a footprint in the space at this time.
Ms. Roberts said the activities will be spread across various areas in Bridgetown, and the ceremonial delivery of the last canes will now be held in National Heroes Square. Two people are confirmed dead following the passage of Hurricane Beryl yesterday. Hurricane Beryl roared by Jamaica, bringing fierce winds and heavy rain after the powerful Category 4 storm earlier killed at least 9 people and caused significant damage in the Southeast Caribbean. Top story, fatal stabbing is homicide number 24 in Barbados for the year. Don't miss the latest from Starcom Network News at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net. WhatsApp, add me to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news. Like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now. I am Ronald Clark, and that's the latest from Starcom Network News. Good evening.